following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is
the Samsung Mobile 500 at Texas from a NASCAR fan's view. The track at Texas is fast, really fast. It is also tricky when it comes to entering the turns, especially when the bumps show up entering into turns 1 and 2. So, what does that mean for tonight's race at TMS? Well, from this fan's view, it means the one that can consistently run the fastest lap times, deal with the bumps, and not have problems in the pits will probably end up in victory lane. Oh yeah, and it could turn out to be a fuel mileage and a tire management race too. And that could prove to make it a very interesting night for sure. Martin Truex will sit on the pole for tonight's race, but this fan wonders whether or not that will actually translate into a victory for Michael Waltrip Racing, or even whether it will translate into a victory for Martin Truex Jr. As was obvious in qualifying, one fast lap does not and will not a race make. What do I mean by that? Well, many of the cars ran fast on their first qualifying lap, but none that I noticed ran as fast or faster on their second lap. That makes it fairly obvious that the drop-off in speed with the tires is pretty quick, and that should make it interesting when it comes down to the longer green flag runs. That could mean a big difference in which cars start out up front and the ones that actually finish up front. Of course, one of the big questions is whether or not tonight's race will mean Rick Hendrick and Hendrick Motorsports gets that 200th Cup win. Once again, Casey Kane is starting in the top five, but with the way his year has been going, not too many are putting much stock in his chances for a win tonight. That's not a statement against Casey's abilities. It's just that he hasn't had the best of finishes, even though he has had fast cars every weekend this season. He and Jeff Gordon are pretty much in the same boat when it comes to their racing luck this year. And there are two ways this fan looks at that. Either they are getting all of their bad luck out of the way long before the chase and are going to finish strong then, or they just won't be factors at the end of the year. Now, I'm sure there are some of you that disagree with me, and that's okay. I'm just as sure there are others of you that figure they are already out of the running and won't even make the chase. Well, personally, I think it's a little early to start talking about which drivers will and won't make the chase. We're only about one quarter of the way into qualifying for the chase, and there is still a lot of time for others to run into some disappointments before we get there, and it may be some of the present front runners too. I'm not saying that will happen, but I am saying racing luck is a finicky beast and can affect anyone at any time, and unfortunately for some, for extended periods of time. As far as the other Hendrick teams of Johnson and Earnhardt Jr., well, they are starting in good spots, and their chances for ending up in victory lane are at least fairly good. I'm not convinced they will win, but I have been surprised more than once so far this year. A quick look at the top of the lineup for tonight is interesting in itself, and I am still not convinced starting up front amounts to a hill of beans when it comes time for the checkered flag to drop. The Roush Fords of Greg Biffle and Matt Kenseth do look strong, and the 1.5-mile tracks seem to always be some of their strongest showings. Could that mean either one of them, or even their teammate Carl Edwards, takes home the trophy tonight? Yeah, it could, but it may mean nothing other than that they do have pretty decent records at the Texas Motor Speedway. When it comes right down to it, at least from this fan's view, there isn't that much separation in lap times between most of the teams. It's not how fast you go, it's where you finish that makes all the difference. And in tonight's race, well, I'm thinking we'll all be surprised at who actually wins. The big question is, will Junior Nation be happy at the end of the night? Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View. For Just a Fans View, from NASCAR Racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.